This is Stan Kenton. The program you're about to hear is the story transcribed in Sounds of Music, the story of an orchestra, the one of which I'm proud to be the leader. Intermingled with the music are words by myself dramatizing the existence of a musician and the existence of his orchestra. Gentlemen, I'm talking, not playing. You're playing, so may I have my introduction, please? This is an orchestra, a group of musicians gathered together because of a belief in a particular music. Like all orchestras, this organization is unique in that the artistic ideal is far more important than personal differences. These musicians, for this instance, came from all corners of America. The character of the music to follow is the result of their understanding and adjustment to each other. Some of this music is written, some is improvised. There are times when a musician will express his individuality and other moments when he will melt with the rest to create an organized sound. This is a cross-section view of this orchestra. Some musicians love to create sounds of percussion. They like to melt them with a melody. They have the ability to bring to life strong rhythmic swing and pour it into others. That's a rhythm section. Takes a bass player. Ours, Don Bagley. Another guy, he loves a melody just as he loves a beat. A guitar player, Sal Salvador. Another, a strong determined will, continued spirit, a great obligation to the beat. A drummer, Stan Levy. Some musicians are not content just to play an instrument in an orchestra. This guy arranges, he composes, he wants to be a leader. Someday he will. Bill Russo. A young guy, Keith Moon. Some musicians have a zest for happy excitement. This fellow has few, if any, quiet, moody moments. His trombone playing is an honest reflection of himself. Frank Rossellino. Necessary to an orchestra is the constant presence of young musicians with their eager enthusiasm that are just getting started. Guys like trumpeters Reuben McFall and Don Dennis. An orchestra needs good first chairmen. They're like sergeants to an army. They've studied, they know how, they help their men, and they show how, like our first saxophone player, Vinnie Dean. Saxophone of Bill Holman playing now. He represents a talent that is discontented with music of the present. He's anxious over the future. He writes, he orchestrates too. Within the group of personalities that make up an orchestra, it's also necessary that we have guys that are willing to be happy and swing at the drop of a hat. Richie Komuka. An asset to any group like this is the presence of versatility, a musician capable of creating all moods. At the moment, warm, melting, personal sounds. Kindly condole. Within any group of musicians, you'll find men who are in constant study. It seems that perfection is not enough. They want even more. They're intent on achieving greater heights. Fellows like Lee Konitz. Then there's a baritone saxophone, but in the case of this instrument, I'd like to be personal. The fellow playing here has been a part of every sound since this orchestra began, Bob Geoga. Great first trumpet player, besides his schooling, technique, and experience, must possess wonderful physical stamina. They're sometimes referred to as workhorses. Meet ours, Buddy Childers. A bass trombone is the bottom of an orchestra. Wait a minute, George Roberts. I said bottom. That's better. A first trombone can take black notes from dead paper and bring wonderful life to them. Meet ours, Bob Burgess. Musicians, and we're lucky because we have one, capable of stirring great feelings of fire. Maynard Ferguson. I'm Stan Kenton. I'm the piano player and I'm the leader. The guys call me the old man. They look to me for many things. A plan, final decisions, encouragement, and oh yes, another thing. Money. with high regard and respect for each other's individuality, the ingredients in the variety of a group of personalities can make a music wide in scope, from tender soft sounds to screaming, crashing dissonance. This is an orchestra! Thank you very much, gentlemen, for the wonderful music. Now you have the privilege of resting while I talk. What you just heard, everybody, is a thing that we call prologue. Prologue because of, well, easily, two reasons. First of all, this year, after 10 years of being in this field of music, the orchestra has had 14 new faces. This is a prologue to the new members of the orchestra, the new enthusiasm. This is also possibly a prologue to you people that haven't been as close to the Kenton music as possibly some of the rest that have followed us for a number of years. We hope very much that you've enjoyed it. It is soon to be released in album form, and we hope that you get a lot of pleasure out of listening to this thing that we call prologue. Pleasure for listening also means pleasure for performance. Each Tuesday night over the National Broadcasting Company at 11:30 to midnight, we do a thing that we're most concerned over, a rather informal presentation of the music that we have typed and call Concert in Miniature. We hope through these programs to bring you a great deal closer to not only the musician's sounds that come out of his horn, but to his personality. We hope to make you feel and help you feel a great deal closer to a wonderful bunch of guys, believe me, because I live with them, that are very engrossed in this field of music that we casually sometimes term contemporary jazz.